All right, so good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depends on when you look at this video, but I'm excited to be able to jump back into our Monday inspiration. To my coaches, to my teachers, to my little brothers and little sisters and students that may be listening to this, and even some of my pastor friends that I've met and that have mentored me along the way. I just wanted to briefly talk through, hey, kind of where do we find true joy? I'm recording this right now on a rainy day, and sometimes you have those rainy days, it's really hard to not find yourself in like the blues, like a rainy day blues, where you're trying to understand, man, you got a lot of stuff to do, but you're lacking motivation. You're trying to understand how you push through into, you know, the day and be productive. Sometimes even trying to understand how you deal with this one kid or one friend that always causes you to struggle because they're always just having a bad day. And so what it made me think about is, hey man, as I kind of been studying through Matthew and understanding more about like the Jewish idea of who Jesus was and why they believed he was the Messiah, I'm finding, hey, true joy is sometimes found just when we allow the Lord to drive our purpose. Because when you're thinking about it, like if we have a genuine purpose that we feel like we're walking out really well, we really feel like we're turning on all cylinders, most of the time it's not hard for us to keep some type of joy. But when we're not turning on all cylinders, when we're having a rough week, when we're in a low place, it's really hard to maintain that joy that we've been given. And so when I was looking through it, it made me think of this portion of the Bible where Job, who was a guy who even the Lord put at a high bar, and Job, you know, who's at the time frame wealthy but eventually goes to losing everything he has, Job has a moment where it's so low for him that he's like, I'm not gonna curse you, God, maybe because he knows better, right? And he's like, I'm not going to even disrespect you, but man, if I was walking through a place of regret, if I was walking through a low place, man, in this moment, I really regret even being born. It was that low for him. All of his joy had just been depleted. And as I thought about this more, it made me think, man, maybe even for Job, he was clinching to some type of control in what he was either over, because he was rich, he was wealthy, but also some type of control in what he had. And he didn't realize it until he lost it. For us that mentor and teach others, they're always looking to see what it is it means to walk out our faith well in the platform we've been given. And even for some of my students listening, if you say you're a believer, there are always people looking to see what does that mean, right? And so I don't think for me personally that the struggle with joy is always around just simply having a good day. But the struggle with joy is sometimes around the fact that God humbles us when we try to take control of the wheel. In the argument, the minute of Satan would say, well, why would I give up the wheel to anyone? I know what's best for me, right? In usual spaces, we really think that. Society tells us that. That's why we always hear more and more about self-care, which is good in its proper place. But if we look at Jesus, even he had a low moment. And in Matthew chapter 26, literally, Jesus is praying and he brings his guys with him and he says, hey guys, stay awake with me. One, so that you don't fall into temptation. But hey man, I really could use somebody to lean on, right? And as Jesus is praying to God, he's weighing on all of the weight of our sins. And what we see is Jesus is actually tired because he's fully divine and fully human. And as he's weighing on our sins, he's praying to God and he says, hey, if this cup could pass from me, right? He's like, man, if there's ever a moment in which I would love to put my hand on the wheel of my purpose and kind of ride this ship somewhere else, if there's a way, God, that I can do that, hey man, can you allow this cup to pass from me? Can you allow this curse that I'm feeling on me, this low place, to pass? Can I know you might have told me to do this one thing, right? Told me to talk to this one kid at school, told me to talk to this one student on the team, told me to talk to this one person that's within my church community that's a really tough conversation that I need to have with them. This is a bit making me even feel low, right? Can I pass this? It's back to Jesus. Can I pass this cup? And in that moment, when he prays and we see he shifts, we see him in a quick moment of a low place, allow God the Father once again to get the helm of the wheel, the helm of the ship, and lead him. He says, hey man, but at the end of the day, not my will, but yours be done. I think one of the best encouragements we can have is when we take our hand off the wheel of our life and we allow God, because he has the ability to do it whether we want him to or not, but when we allow him and we give up our control of the wheel, of the purpose of our life, man, we're able to find a different joy, because what we find is the creator of the universe knows more about us than we do. And when we give up control and allow him to lead us and we start walking in our purpose, everything flows together. And it flows in a way that even when we have low moments, we know that in the storm, in the rain, he is with us. And he guides us, and we're using our gifts for his glory. So as you go through those low moments, coaches, or even the high moments, remembering that we always must humble ourselves just like Jesus did and take our hand off the wheel. And we'll find a lot of times that he knows a whole lot more than we do. So I hope this is encouraging this week. I can't wait to chat with you guys some more and talk to you soon.